growing. If you see this banner, First Villeplat connects you to God. God's love, other people, divine service. The other people part is where our connection groups come in. I'm excited about what's going on. I'm excited also about Wednesday nights. We have a new RA leader. Stephen DeVille has stepped up after a conversation with him. If you've known Stephen for a while, the guy has a great personality, just exciting. So I'm looking forward to what God's going to do through him on Wednesday nights for our young men and working in their life. This morning, you have a treat. We all know him as Brother Suresh, but he's actually Dr. Suresh now. Got his doctorate degree, this past year, right, brother?
Yes, 2016.
And he hasn't let it go to his head yet. That's what's really exciting. But Brother Suresh, the pastor of missions in India. Matter of fact, he and his precious family, Vani and Angel and Josh, will be leaving next Monday, not tomorrow, but next Monday, for about 2 months in India. To go back and do mission work in India and different various areas of that around India and around Andhra Pradesh, where we support them in missions. So this morning he comes to bring our message, and I know God is using him in a tremendous way there around Lake Charles area, Texas area, and even in Baton Rouge. So, Brother Suresh, come on.
Thank you very much. No problem. I praise God for this wonderful opportunity to be able to stand in front of you and share the Word of God. First of all, I congratulate all the graduates. God bless you. That's wonderful. And God bless your future. I want you to remember God has a great plan for your future. So never forget that your God is with you. I would like to share with you this morning one of the lessons that I have learned recently. God took me through a spiritual journey in the past couple of years, and it was very interesting. And God has been pointing out several areas in my life to deal with, and those were some of my weaknesses. And God helped me to refine in those areas and grow in very deeper connection with him and build such a deeper fellowship with him. So I'm going to bring a lesson that I learned from that season of spiritual renewal. And my prayer for all of you this morning is that the Holy Spirit, who is already here this morning through the worship, and he's going to open and enlighten the eyes of your hearts, that each and every one of you may receive a new revelation for you. May the Lord and the Holy Spirit grant you spirit of wisdom, so that you not only hear the word, but also live by it. Amen. And some of you need a new hope. And I might pray that the Holy Spirit may lead you to the hope that you are called to. Some of you need a renewal. Some of you need a revival. Some of you need a new beginning, my friends. God has already purposed you to be here. You're going to receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. A man after God's own heart. Acts chapter 13, verse 22. After removing Saul, he made David their king. God testified concerning him, "I have found David, son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. He will do everything I want him to do." Whenever you say someone is after your own heart, his or her likes and dislikes are exactly similar to you. When you say someone is a man or a woman after your own heart, their opinions and interests are exactly similar to you. With the similarities and the commonalities, you get to build a very strong relationship with them. That's what happened. God built the God who is in heaven, the creator of the universe, and built such a wonderful, a strong, and a deeper relationship with an ordinary man on earth. The man here we see is David. And I would like to share with you three facts regarding God's testimony about David here. why God considered David to be so important. Number one, God considered David the most important. You know, we can see that God himself speak about David. And if you see in the entire Bible, we know this Bible is all about God. But after God, David is the only person that is mostly written about. So God could consider David very important. And second fact about his testimony is David's life was the life most noticed by God. We know that God notices everyone. He sees everyone. But God particularly noticed so much and very clearly, very closely, David's life. David's lifestyle, his thoughts and his fears, his weaknesses, his strengths. God himself revealed in a very clear fashion. He wrote about 141 chapters in the Bible about David. So we can see how God noticed David's life. And a third fact is that David was the man on whom the heart of God was set. I want to highlight this. God's heart was set on David. It's not just eyes on David, but God's heart was set on David. And I was thinking about it when God's heart was set on David, God was closely connected to him. It's not only spiritual level, but also it's emotional level. And also he was connected to him intellectually, guiding him in every walk of his life. And talking to him through the word, and verbally connected, emotionally connected, visually connected by showing everything that God wanted him to do, and David could see God is working in his life. So God made a very good connection. So due to these three facts, we can see how God considered David very important. And now the core of this sermon is the lessons learned from David. I want to bring before you three important lessons we can learn from David's life. And we can see how David could be a man after God's own heart. And I want to request your attention at this moment. Because as I share with you these three important lessons, I want you to internalize every lesson. Try to think and apply to your life. So that you can envision how your life would look and sound like if you possess those qualities. For sure you have a desire for it. God is going to give you right now, today. Lesson one. David was exceedingly grateful and acceptable to God. He was exceedingly grateful and acceptable to God. We see in Psalm 119, verse 164, seven times a day I praise you for your righteous laws. David spent in the presence of the Lord seven times a day. Let me ask you this. How many times you go to the Lord every day? God taught me in the last 2 years, I said he took me through a very interesting journey. I have seen so many weaknesses in my life. But God helped me. Now what I do, the very first thing in the morning, before I face the world, before I face the chaos, before I face every struggle and the battle I have, I go and seek the face of the Lord. I get up early in the morning, get into my room, lock the door and kneel down. Take the promises of God in hand, and I worship him, and I praise him. As I walk out of my room, I'm so confident that I can face any battle today because God is with me. And I was wondering how David could spend seven times a day. You know, the seven represents, in the Bible, spiritual perfection. When David could spend seven times in the presence of the Lord, just thanking him, praising him, worshiping him, I understood that he spiritually offered himself as a sacrifice because seven represents spiritual perfection. So that is why his thanksgiving was acceptable to God. My friends, I tell you, this is the key. The more you go to God and the more you thank him, the more you'll be blessed in every walk of your life. Amen. And lesson two, God took a great delight and a pleasure in him. God took great delight. God was so happy to see and make a connection with David and spend time with David. David spends time with God, but God was so excited to see David coming to him and praising and worshiping him. We see in Psalm 18 and verse 19, he led me to a place of safety. He rescued me because he delights in me. Even David knew that God takes delight in him. How about us? Is God ready to see us personally in our closet when we get into our room? Is God waiting for us? I want you to think about it, my friends. And God saw David's in David's lifestyle, in his principles, in his aims, and in his designs, and in his plans. He was exactly how God wanted him to be. That is why God said, David, a man after my own heart. Lesson three. David was a man of God. He was a man of God. 2 Chronicles chapter 8, verse 14. In assigning the priests to their duties, Solomon followed the regulations of his father David. He also assigned the Levites to lead the people in praise and to assist the priests in their daily duties. And he assigned the gatekeepers to their gates by their divisions, following the commands of David, the man of God. King Solomon, reminding himself how his father organized everything for the worship, for the temple, and all that belonged to God. David lived a life of man of God, and his son saw him. This is the family point for all fathers and mothers. My friends, do your children see you as a man of God? Do your children see you as a woman of God? Whenever you get up in the morning and you spend the quality time, the first few minutes of the day in the presence of the Lord, your children see you kneeling down and going to the Lord. You will be equipped for the entire day. And the kids know, they take confidence that I can go to my God because I'm go to my father because my father is a man of God. And when you are distressed, when you are in trouble, when you're going through some kind of frustrations, instead of blaming circumstances, when you kneel down and pray, your kids see you.
That's right.
And they learn. I'm a master teacher. I tell teachers, I teach teachers how to teach better. I always tell my teachers, you need to model what you expect them to learn. If you tell them, if you explain them, their brain takes only 10% of it. 90% is gone. But what you model, they are going to read in about 80%. And the 20%, they are going to customize it to their life.
Right.
So in the same way, my friend, it doesn't matter how much you teach your children, how much you say, but do you kneel down and spend time with the Lord and the kids to see?
Right.
When there is a difficult situation, you go to God and take the counsel of the Lord. And kids follow that. The same thing happened here. King Solomon, after he became a king, he organized everything according to his father's guidance. He didn't follow God. Let me show you here. He didn't follow God, but he followed his father's directions because he knew the father lived exactly how God wanted him to be. That is a great testimony. That is why God said, David, a man after my own heart. These three very important lessons, my friends. That is why God also took him a prime example in the Old Testament. And now, I want you to get some strategies, some steps to follow in day-to-day life. You know, sometimes we learn so much in the church. Sometimes we read so much in the Bible. But how often we put it into practice. So I want to give you three steps that you can immediately start working on it. So your life will be transformed to be a man or a woman after God's own heart. You ready? Step one, announce. That means testify what God has done in your life. That is the key for the success of David's life. He testified. Every time God performed something in his life, every time David has seen God's mighty hand moving in his life, he began to share that with other people. Either through songs or through testimony or just going to God and say, thank you. We see in Psalm 116, verses 12 to 14, how can I repay the Lord for all his goodness to me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. You know, one of the David's style of thanksgiving is whenever God done anything great in his life, David didn't just thank him for that situation. And David began to recall everything right from the beginning of his life and thank him, and spend so much time. That was the power. I want to give you the secret. When you are thankful to God, that leads the way to a bigger hope. We see sometimes the people are so desperate in their life's journeys, they meet a challenge or difficulty, they'll collapse because they lack hope. Even Christians. Now, why Christians lack hope? Because we are called to the hope, right? So where is the problem? The problem is this. When you are thankful, your hope gets bigger. More thankful, your hope gets more and more bigger. So you are thankful and you get hope. And your hope will give you strength to stand firm. So we can read that in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagle. They will run and not grow weary. And they will walk and not be faint. Here you see three types of motion. Walk, run, and soar. That is the level of hope. The more hope you have, more strength you have. You can walk. If you have more strength, you can run and not weary. If you have even more hope and bigger hope, you can soar on wings like eagle. My friends, God has given you secrets here. Just you spend a quality time in the presence of the Lord, he will teach you everything. And David got that. So David began to announce and testify of all God's doing in his life. And the second step is this, accept. First one, announce. Testify what God has done in your life as often as you can. Second step, accept. Accept God's will for your life in every situation. I meant it. In every situation, even you fail in your attempts, even something going on in your job, even some kind of challenges in your family or crisis in the family or finances, no matter what goes on in your life, God has a plan for you, my brother and sister. He will never let you fail. He will never let you down. He is with you because you are the glory of God. God created you to be a righteousness of God. You are the praise and glory of God. So he will never let you down. Do not lose your confidence. No matter what goes on in your life, stand firm and go to God. Thank him. Do not worry about the situation and tell him, Lord, thank you for this challenge. Lord, thank you for this test. When there is no test, there is no testimony. Right? So God allows some tests in your life for a reason, to make you stronger. I am called to be a more than conqueror, right? That's what God wants us to be. So when God allows tests in your life, it's okay. You are found worthy. You are found strong in the sight of God. And God will make a way for you. I will tell you, you know, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they accepted God's will. They had to receive the sentence that they should be thrown into the fiery furnace. They never stepped back. They never blamed the circumstances. They never blamed for their fate. They said, whatever happens, we are ready to go into the fire. God was with them. The very next moment, the entire nation came to know that these three young men, they have mighty God in their life. Amen. Daniel accepted God's will in his life as it was. He never feared to go into the lion's den. And then the king was so upset. He was so sad because he was going to lose the wisest man in the nation. But Daniel accepted God's will as it was. He went into the lion's den and standing in the presence of the Lord. Amen. And in the morning, king came and said, Daniel, are you alive? Daniel said, my king, God found me innocent. So he came out the very next moment. The entire nation turned to God. So when God allows tests in your life, he is planning for a breakthrough in your life. Are you ready for that? So instead of worrying about your situation, get on your knees and say, Lord, thank you. Amen. Thank you for this test. I'm ready because I know you are with me. That's what David had done. And I said, Jeremiah chapter 29, we can see Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and future. Whatever happens in your life, my friends, commit your life into the hands of the Lord. He has a bright future already planned. So going to the last step. We saw first step, accept. Announce, second, accept, and the third, available. Be available to be used in the Lord's ministry. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 32. David said to Saul, let no one lose heart on account of this Philistine. Your servant will go and fight him. David found this opportunity, and he knew that God was with him. In the past, when the lion had tried to attack his lambs, when the bear tried to attack his lambs, and God was there with him, and he was so strong, and he attacked those ferocious animals and killed them. And now David knew that he was going to kill this Philistine also. The Philistine was coming and was defying the God's servants and God's army, and David could not stand it. He went there. He went to Saul and said, I'm available. Saul said, are you? Yes, I am. I'm going to the battlefield in the name of the Lord Almighty. So my friends, make yourself available to God. He will make you a more than conqueror. He will make you a man after his own heart. Keep these three steps in mind. Very easy. Just to start working on it. Live it out. Your life will be transformed. Announce. Testify all the Lord's doings in your life. Accept whatever the God's will is. And third, be available for the ministry. I have so many opportunities in this church. Be plugged in wherever God brings you to. Whatever the gift you have, utilize that gift for the Lord's ministry. You will receive eternal blessing, and God will make you a blessing to many generations. 2010, God gave me a call. And I said, Lord, I'm available. My wife and I prayed for 1 week in fasting. And we both said at the end of the prayer season and said, we're available, Brother Kevin. God took me to be a minister here. And since then, God has been blessing me, using me many places to spread the good news of gospel among Christians and non-Christians. And also in 2012, just based on the obedience of this church, your prayers and generosity, God raised 7 missionaries from among you, my church. 7 missionaries to cross the country and to go to the, many places. And we went to India in 2012. Over 1.3 billion population, 2% Christianity, about 86.5% of Christians are persecuted every single day. But God raised 7 missionaries from among you. They came forward and said, I'm available. God used them. Amen. Their testimony. My friends, how about you? God wants you to come forward this morning. He has great plans for you. God wants to bless you. And through you, God wants to bless a big nation. God's word says, ask me, I will give you nations. Do not hinder God's blessings. Do not limit God's blessings in your life. God has so big plan for you. And say, go to God and say, Lord, I'm available. I'm willing. God will bless you. May the Lord bless you. Let's go to God in prayer, my friends. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this wonderful time you have given us. Thank you, Lord, our Father. I commit my brothers and sisters into your hands, Lord. I pray that you may bless them, anoint them, O Father. Transform their lives. Grant a revival in their life, Father. Grant a renewal today, my Father, that my brothers and sisters and boys and girls also, Father, Lord, be transformed to be man and woman or boy and girl after your own heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.